266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks.
This senseless tragedy has shaken our entire state to the core.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds responding to today's school shooting in Perry, where a sixth grader was killed and five others were injured. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports the shooter is also dead.
Assistant Director of the Division of Criminal Investigation, Mitch Mortved, describes what officers found when they entered the school.
They located multiple individuals with gunshot wounds. Officers immediately attempted to locate the source of the threat and quickly found what appeared to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
They identified him as 17-year-old Dylan Butler. Police say they found an improvised explosive device inside the school, which they safely disabled.
This is the second school shooting just 4 days into 2024, the first happening yesterday in Virginia. Scary ride for commuters today in New York City, where a subway train came off its tracks and hit a work train. This woman was on board.
The train starts shaking, very hard, and then we feel like the train is going, falling down to the left side.
About two dozen people were hurt. The U.S. military launched a strike in Baghdad today, killing a militia leader, Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
Abu Taqwa was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks against American personnel. The strike also killed another Han member. It is important to note that the strike was taken in self-defense, that no civilians were harmed, and that no infrastructure or facilities were struck.
This comes as the Secretary of State heads back to the region for more diplomacy talks. Correspondent Robert Berger.
Israel is expecting more pressure from Blinken on this trip.